Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Practice at all times and under all conditions the remembrance with love and devotion of the name of the Lord. That name is a thunderbolt which will pulverize mountains of sin. It is the unfailing cure for the dread disease of sheer worldliness. Surely that name will endow you with shanti. The name of Hari is as the effulgence of the rising sun, which scatters the darkness of delusion. It is as luminous, as universal, as sacred. Do not misuse that sacred name even for a second. Do not let pass even a second without bringing that name to mind. Remember the sweetness of that name when repeated by Prahlada overpowered the hearts of asuras who heard him. the children of Asuras repeated the name along with Prahlada, and led by him, they began to sing and dance with joy.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 95th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Sarvamata Sammataya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Matha means religion, and sammata is agreeable or acceptable. So Baba is here glorified as he who accepts all religions. This is in recognition of the universal teaching of Baba. Baba has come to fuse, not confuse. He revives Sanatana Dharma, the eternal universal faith, which speaks of Ekam, the one of which, Vipraha, the wise, Bahudha Vadanti, speak as many. He denotes every being as Prema Swarupa, Shanti Swarupa, and Ananda Swarupa, because everyone is Atma Swarupa, and the nature of Atma is Prema, Shanti, and Ananda. Just as he declared the world to be his mansion, and each country a room in that mansion, every human being is himself, for the world originated only when the Lord was moved by the primal desire. I am one, let me become many. It is he that has become all these. To whatever form of God you bend or bow or kneel, the prayer is heard by the selfsame one. Baba has announced, quote, "All names are mine, I am also the nameless one," unquote. So by whatever name he is called, he responds. Therefore Baba blesses all who have mati, that is mind, to have faith. He says that there are as many mathas, faiths, as there are mathis, minds. And so all mathas are sammatha to him. He is in every mind as its motive force, whether the man labels himself as Sanathani, Arya Samajist, Advaitin, Vishishtadvaitin, Dvaitin, Jain, Sikh, Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, Rationalist, Agnostic, or even Atheist. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 95th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvamatha Sammataya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sarvamata Sammataya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who accepts all faiths as equally true. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, "There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. And there is only one God. He is omnipresent." Unquote. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, "Don't give any importance to difference of opinion about language, religion, caste or country. Develop the feeling that all are children of God. Always bear the thought that there is only one God." Unquote. Swami has always been teaching us that all religions are one, and the symbol of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization has symbols of the five main religions inscribed on it. This is visible on the Sarva Dharma Stupa at Prashanti Nilayam. Are you aware of how and when this stupa came into existence? 23rd November 1975 was the 50th birthday of Bhagwan Baba. It was the 50th year of the advent of the avatar on earth for the welfare of humanity. To commemorate this occasion, it was decided that a Sarvadharma Stupa would be constructed. According to Swami's instruction, a plan was drawn up and the responsibility was entrusted to Brigadier Bose. He was given a time of only 60 days to complete the task, but it was also backed by Swami's boundless grace. It was Swami's wish that the work be carried out only by the devotees and should not be entrusted to any contractor or laborers. It was an arduous task to carry out this work without the help of skilled laborers, but it was made possible because of Swami's Sankalpa. The first stage of laying the concrete was carried out by the divine lotus hands of Bhagwan Baba himself. All the office bearers of the Central Trust took part. The Sevadal volunteers and the college students also got the opportunity to participate in this project, and what seemed impossible at first became possible through Bhagwan Baba's grace. When the work was in progress, one night there were heavy rains. Brigadier Bose was very worried that all the work done so far would go waste due to the rains. Next morning he visited the site and to his surprise found that it had rained all over, barring the area around the site. How God has control over nature. During the inaugural ceremony, the Balvikas children sang several sacred verses from the Vedas, Zen Avesta, Tripitak, Bible and the Quran. While inaugurating the 50 feet tall pillar bearing a lotus on top, Swami explained that the five petals of the lotus symbolized the five major religions of the world. He said, quote, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, God exists in all things, in all living beings. If this truth is realized, all differences will be cast aside. Self-realization will dawn. Everything will be seen as divine. Unquote. To all the devotees belonging to different faiths and parts of the world who had gathered there, Swami said, quote, Thousands of devotees from different castes, creeds and religions have come here from all over the world. They're all inspired by one goal. Love brings everyone together. It broadens the heart. All religions teach one and the same thing, love. So, no one should give any undue importance to personal differences, hate, selfishness, etc., and treat the spiritual path with faith and courage. Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 95th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvamatha Sammathaya Namaha. The 96th name is
Om Sri Sai Sadhu Manasa Parishodhakaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Bhagwan is the Parishodhaka, rectifier, of the manasa, mind, of sadhus, aspirants, or he is the corrector of aspiring minds, the guardian who prevents evil and wicked thoughts from breeding there. Baba insists on namasmarana, the recitation of the Lord's name with constant mental picturization of his form, in unfailing and unbroken sequence. Therefore, the sadhu manasa will be free from foul ideas, foolish doubts or fear. The great advantage which we get if we surrender our minds to Satya Sai Baba is, since we know that he is omnipresent and since he makes us all experience it and be convinced of it, we will be ever vigilant. We know we cannot escape him though we hide ourselves to the uttermost. In Him we secure a Parishodhaka, corrector, whom we can rely on, who is present always with us. We have only to make our minds sadhu, good, pure. The Lord has said that His task is paritranaya sadhunam, the rescue of the good. How else is the Lord to rescue man, except by correcting his tendencies and impulses? Baba does this by personal advice, by his letters, his discourses, his direct and indirect influence on character and conduct. His advice to Digambara Swami, Swami Sachidananda, Swami Abhedananda and others who aspire to the higher life reveals that when he rectifies, the person is indeed saved. Baba may put the sadhus, whom he loves, into distress and dilemma, crossroads and conflicts, so that their devotion and dedication may get tough and deep-rooted. As Parishodhaka, he is supremely kind. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 96th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Sadhu Manasa Parishodhakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sadhu Manasa Parishodhakaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the cleanser of the minds of all aspirants. This is a story from the year 1962. At this time, Shri P.K. Savant, a generous and pious gentleman, was the agriculture minister of Maharashtra, an Indian state. He had also been appointed as the honorable president of the Shirdi Sai Sansthan. When he heard that Shirdi Sai's reincarnation is now well known as Sri Satya Sai, he got in touch with a devotee of Sri Satya Sai named Sri Lakshmidas Bhatia. Through him, Sri Savant met Sri Madhav Rav Dikshit, the nephew of late Sri Kaka Sahib Dikshit and Dr. Gadhia. From all these people, he heard about Swami's Leelas and his life story. Once, Sri Savant went to Sri Bhatia's house to get some information on Prashanti Nilayam. He saw a long queue outside the door. Out of curiosity, he inquired about it. He was told that Sri Bhatia's old and trusted servant suddenly took ill and with no medical help available, had been wincing in severe pain. At this juncture, Dr. Gadhia was inspired to give him vibhuti. He took a pinch of vibhuti, invoked Swami, and put it in the servant's mouth. The servant got completely cured within half an hour. When the news spread, all the servants from the building gathered there to get some vibhuti. Just then, Sri Savant reached there. He started insisting that Dr. Gadhia should put some vibhuti in his mouth too. Initially, Dr. Gadhia was hesitant. He told Sri Savant, "I will give it in your hand. You eat it yourself." But Sri Savant would not agree, and finally, Dr. Gadhia had to put vibhuti in his mouth. This moment was captured by a photographer in his camera. He was a part of the crowd. Now, Dr. Gadhia was really worried. He thought that if someone showed this photograph to Swami, he might not be pleased. However, when the photograph was given to Dr. Gadhia, he was wonderstruck. The picture showed him putting the vibhuti in Sri Savant's mouth, and in the background, one could see a beam of light from Swami's photo on the wall reaching Mr. Savant. When the photograph was shown to Swami, he said, quote, "When Dr. Gadhia was putting the vibhuti in Savant's mouth, he thought to himself, will this vibhuti be as effective as the udhi from Shirdi? So I had to immediately clear his doubt. unquote. Swami did this lila only to purify a sadhak's heart. Later, he appointed Sri Savant as a trust member of the Sri Satya Sai Trust and the president of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. We are so fortunate that God had taken a human form and moved amongst us, taking utmost care that each and every one of us transforms into good human beings.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 96th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhu Manasa Parishodakaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. Through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.
तुम ही जानते
साईं तुम